The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, if you'd like to talk to us, 410-922-6680. And what are we going to be talking about? Anything that has to do with real estate. If you got a question, you have a comment, you've been through a transaction, it's been good, it's not been so good, we'd love to hear about it. It is your input that helps make the show. After the show, you guys have no problem calling me during the week to tell me about the problems you have. I'm just saying it would be wonderful if you would call during the show and we could bring up some of these topics. We're going to do a different topic this week. I'm going to talk about not putting it in the landfill. Now, what does she mean by that? I was talking about one of my properties that I know they're going to be tearing down the existing structures, the garages, the big home to build another house. And my colleague from Arizona said, hey, are they going to do deconstruction? And I said, I think that's a good topic to talk about. She had already looked up Maryland and said we were a good state for that. She found a couple of places. I found the place that I have supported for quite some time, which is Second Chance. And I gave them a call to talk to them about what they needed to do. And they've got a whole guide. So let me explain a little bit what deconstruction is. It's essentially the process of dismantling a building rather than demolishing it. In other words, you're taking apart a structure piece by piece, but in the reverse order of how it was built. And what happens is this method allows value materials to be saved and then reused, and that reduces the waste and it preserves some of the architectural history of the building. Plus, we have that ability to then go to a place like a Second Chance and choose many, many of these items when we are doing our own construction. So deconstruction can apply to entire homes, or it can just apply to specific parts. I mean, if you're just doing a kitchen, I know someone many years ago that bought a home for me, and by luck, they were in Second Chance. There was a complete kitchen, complete. For some miraculous reason, that complete kitchen was the same footprint that would fit in this home that they bought. They got a luxurious kitchen, granite, top of the line appliances, flooring, everything, because it was deconstructed and they were able to use all of the parts for their own home, cabinets, glass fronts, everything. It was, I mean, the stars had to line up to get something that neat. So if you're thinking about that, before you do a big remodel, before you tear out your basement, your bedroom, your windows, see if a place like Second Chance, one of these places that takes old stuff, maybe reuses it, maybe helps people build newer stuff like I just explained. And I really think that we as real estate agents, we can play a, a role in facilitating this deconstruction. We need to let you know that it's available. I mean, it's only been a few years ago that I had even considered deconstructing, as opposed to what I've seen as the great big dumpster, or two, or three, or four, pulls up, the sledgehammers come out, and the home is demolished, put in the dumpster, and off it goes. And when you realize that you could do it this way, by deconstructing, by having a company that knows what they're doing, and there also may be some other advantages to you, the homeowners, you can possibly get tax write-offs. It can save you money as opposed to just trashing everything. So if you'd like to understand more about that, either give me a call or call Second Chance or a place like that if you're in another state. Find out if your state does something like this. And my friend, it's my friend Jan Green who started me on this campaign again. And again, I think we as agents can guide the homeowners how we can get involved. When you see that somebody is going to redo their home, they're going to re-side it, they're going to take a wall out, they're going to get remove bricks, things that would just go in that dumpster, talk to them about donating them, taking them to a place where they can be reused, where they can be salvaged, and where it doesn't go into the landfill. I have a feeling that some of you who are listening know more about this, have probably used this. If you've got a comment to make, we would love to hear about deconstruction as opposed to construction. One of the other things I was thinking about, well, we're talking about deconstruction of a home. This is kind of destruction of a marriage. We're talking about divorce. Divorce is tough. It's tough all the way around. And selling a house can add to that stress big time. If the sale is at a bad time, it could wind up being a financial loss for both. It could prolong the process. It needs to be thought out. It needs to be supported. You need to know who to go to help. So before putting up that for sale sign, make sure that you're working with somebody who's knowledgeable, who understands the ins and outs of selling a property while you're going through a divorce. Make sure you have your divorce decree. Make sure your real estate agent, your real estate broker, has your divorce decree so that they can make sure that the things regarding the sale, the listing price, who's responsible for the repairs, all of those things. Without that, you just can't get it done. You're going to have a lot more trouble here. So again, when you're choosing a real estate agent, make sure that they are patient. Make sure they're calm. Make sure they are the kind of person that could deal with a divorcing couple, because remember, they're usually two people that are getting divorced, which means there are two people that are selling a home. And things like, who's going to continue taking care of the house while it goes on sale? Who are to getting it ready for sale? If you fail to address those things, it can lead to more issues, and it's going to make it even harder to sell. I mean, you can't say, I'm not going to take care of the house, and the other one says, I'm not going to take care of the house. You let the house go, and you wind up it being in disrepair, and the house is then worth less. Again, those things should be worked out so that you are not losing the time, you're not losing the finances, and you can get those feelings and financial decisions under control. find out a solution instead of rehashing, and I know that's hard, rehashing the old issues. I mean, if you're already getting divorced, there's probably some animosity going on. If there's a way that you can get through that for the good of the separation. But then again, when you are going through this and when you are ready to sell your house, it's not necessary for you to tell everybody this is the reason you're selling the house. In fact, it could be a reason that you could get lower offers. Somebody says, oh, they're splitting up, you know, they need the money. Be careful. Don't do that. Some of the other things, when you are taking your stuff out of the house, when you are getting ready to sell it, make sure that the house is staged or it's appearing normal, like two people live there, that you haven't removed all the clothes from one closet and left all the other clothes in another closet, just making it very obvious. So selling a home during that divorce can be very tough. If you've got any questions about it, there are actually agents who specialize in this kind of sale. If you're interested, give me a call. Hopefully, if you're going through this, hopefully if you are selling a home and you are not going to be together, we can give you some guidance to at least help it be a bit smoother. Again, questions about that, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. I've got some wonderful homes that are coming on the market that I need to tell you about. I'm really excited. Some of them I have mentioned for a while. This one that you've heard me talk about, because it's taken a while to get them ready to sell and get them ready to move. It's a big, big decision when you've lived in a house for 25 years. This home, you've heard me mention, was an original barn. And it was taken and created to still look like a barn. However, it is a very, very livable home now. They have taken this barn, which is on over 2 acres, and it mixes rustic style with modern features. It is very special. Is it for everyone? Of course not. Who would love to live in a barn? Who would like the character of that? The 20-foot ceilings, 2 acres of land, just lots and lots of room. There's a huge, huge open space. There are sliding windows, lots of natural light. The kitchen, the dining room, the living room all flow together in one great big space. You can use it any way you want it. In fact, your furniture would be what divides up those spaces. There's also a complete primary suite on the first floor with a huge bedroom, another room, bathroom, all on the first floor. There are upstairs, there are 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. Perfect if you've got a family or children. Perfect if you want to have home offices. It has a huge lower level with high ceilings that's concrete that would make a fabulous workshop, artist studio, storage, all kinds of things like that. And then there is also a completely separate, even though it's integrated with the home itself, separate entrance into a separate apartment. It has a kitchen, it has a laundry, it has a living room, a dining room, and has bedrooms. It is absolutely charming, so that if you have family that you want to live with you, works out perfect. If you need a mother-in-law suite, perfect. If you wanted to rent it out, Maybe you have boomerang kids that come in, and that would be perfect for a couple to stay there indefinitely. And it's also a good way for you to make some income. Anybody who is thinking about a barn home on a couple of acres, give me a call. We'll be having this on the market very, very shortly as a coming soon. And it's exciting. It's very, very exciting for me to be able to represent this home. And I see it is time to step out and take a break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number is 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world when you choose your password. Strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true. It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Think before you click. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-lap as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome. You are listening to All About Real Estate. I need, for some very special people, I need a rental. If you know of a two-bedroom or larger, two-bathroom for rent, either with no steps or in an elevator building, They need it as quickly as possible. They just needed to, it's a mother and daughter, they needed to sell their home because of the stairs, and now we're looking for a rental. If you can know of anything, maybe you have one, maybe you've got a condo that you want to rent, maybe you've got a small house, as long as it doesn't have steps and two bedrooms and two bathrooms, give me a call anywhere in the Northwest Baltimore area, and you can reach me to give me that information at 410-530-2400. You can also text me with that. The information that you give me when you call remains private, so you don't have to worry about me saying where your house is or where that condo is. But if you've got a rental or a place that you're thinking about renting, give me a call. That is just one of the perks that I do for special, very, very special people. Let me tell you about some other homes that I have coming on the market. I'm having a wonderful time with some exciting homes. This one, again, is very different. It's very unique. It's a very small home. It is an all-stone home. It is built like a little fortress. The owner of this home has a background in architecture, so every detail is been taken care of. Some of the things that I noticed, just looking up at the ceilings in this home, I have never seen such smooth plaster work. It looked beautiful. I took a look at my ceilings, and I have to tell you, it looked nothing like that. This is a home that really shows the level of architectural the finest of it. Everything is either concealed, like all of your mechanical systems are concealed, and they've got custom features. The hardware is handmade. The flooring, gorgeous hardwood flooring, that instead of carpeting, they have stenciled the floors. So it looks like there are rugs there, but they're not. They have done a attic space that could be so, so versatile. It could be a full couple of bedrooms up there. There's a wood-burning stove. It could be a two-person office space up there. It could be just a getaway space. It's a beautiful living space in the attic that is just done to perfection. It's also, as I mentioned, it does have a wood-burning stove up there. And then in the lower level, you think, well, it's just a basement. Well, it is the cleanest, the driest, the most immaculate basement I've come across. It is has the exposed stone walls. It has the appliances are all cleverly hidden. When you walk there, you do not see the hot water heater. You do not see the furnace. You do not see the laundry facilities. It is hidden very, very cleverly. They even have a desk or work, instead of a desk, a work table that lifts up for when you're working on a project. When you're finished with that project, you fold it back down, you close the door. You never know that there was a workshop, never know that there were electrical systems down there. It's just really beautifully done. And small things like in the kitchen, there are removable panels in the windows, wooden movable panels, so that you can have total privacy in the area. Or if you want the sun from the gorgeous backyard, or if you're watching a child or talking to people who are relaxing in the backyard, you take those panels off of the door, off the window. Very cleverly done, handmade, all the way around. I just love to show it to you. In fact, if you were to go to my blog, I've got pictures of it. You can just go to homeroom.com, and when you get there, click blog, B-L-O-G, and then you can see some of these homes and pictures and things that I write during the week. They've even in this home taken a very small bathroom. It's been completely redone all the way down to the Toto toilet. There is, as I say, so much attention to detail. The backyard is fenced by natural bamboo. It has stones that have been hand chosen from the quarry, hand chiseled, and when they removed the slate roof from this house, when they replaced the roof, they had the slate ground up and used it for the base of setting the stone in the patio areas to make sure it followed the lay of the land, to make sure the drainage was done properly. As I said, this is someone well-trained in architecture whose home he took tremendous amount of pride in. If you would like information, if you're thinking about a home with this kind of detail, small home, it's in the 21209 Cheswold area. If you give me a call, I will be happy to share that. That should be going on the market also. That's a coming soon. But if you're working with a real estate agent, or if you just want to call me about it, I'll be happy to tell you. But those of you who are working with a real estate agent, not a problem. We will get the same information to you. Another home that I have coming on the market, I've been a busy lady in case you guys can't tell. I have a home on Betlow James Place. This is in the 21207. This is a three-level split level, three floors of living space. It has a concrete driveway. It's got a beautiful fenced yard, backyard. It's got a back porch. It's got a generator. It is just really a nice home. It needs a little bit of TLC, but it has a new roof and it has new furnace, and lots of the major systems are updated. If you are handy, if you can do some painting, if you can do some carpeting, that kind of thing, this home is going to be one fabulous buy for somebody. A single family home, three bedrooms, two and a half baths in the 21207 zip code. Give me a call if you're interested in any of the homes that I am telling you about. Another one that should be coming on the market shortly is a Grey Rock, the Grey Rock condos in 21208, and I have a two-bedroom, two-bath, we call it a flat. It is flat, no steps, and it has a single-car garage. It is a gated community. It's very, very well-maintained. They have a swimming pool. If you are thinking about living in a condo, but in your own separate little space in a condo, you don't have to go through a lobby. You pull up in your driveway and you enter through your garage. Give me a call. This is something they're not on the market very often. We should be able to have this on the market, I'm hoping, by the end of the month. So if you know somebody that's interested in Grey Rock, looking for a first floor, looking for a home with a garage, good condition, give me a call and we'll talk more about it. None of this yet is on the internet because, as I said, they're all coming soon. And I think that might be all for right now as far as coming soon. If you're thinking about buying a home, if you're thinking about selling a home, if you're working with a real estate agent, give me a call if you've got a property that maybe you want to think of selling, or if you want to purchase. And we've got lots of other homes around. I'm just telling you the highlighted ones that I have. Again, if you go to homerome.com or margaretrome.com, you can see these properties and you can also read the articles that I have written. I wanted to tell you about another property that basically has its own private suite, two-level suite. It has an elevator, has many, many uses. It could be a separate suite, maybe your home office on one level and meeting clients on the first level. It could be an in-law suite. It could be for guests who come to your home. That way they have accessibility to the entire home. This is a big colonial home that is 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. It's got a fenced yard. It's got a huge, huge kitchen with loaded with appliances, a very large living room, dining room, open space on the main level with hardwood floors. It has a sun porch, an enclosed sun porch off the big kitchen. It is a lovely, lovely home, and it's a Beezer home. It is off of Smith Avenue in 21209. If you're interested in this home, this one is definitely on the market. It is at 2007 Thistlewood, T-H-I-S-T-L-E, Thistlewood, and it is ready to be shown. If you've got someone who's thinking about a large colonial with a two-car garage in absolute move-in condition, give me a call. Again, this is Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 after the show, and 410-922-6680. And it is time for another break.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. ActiveRain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, ActiveRain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. ActiveRain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features ActiveRain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. ActiveRain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of ActiveRain? For information on how to join ActiveRain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Big news! Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That code, WELLNESS, for 33% off on top of already low 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy. Get savings at res-q.com today.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number right now, 410-922-6680. I've been telling you about a lot of properties that are coming on the market. Maybe it's time to tell you, talk to you as buyers when you are purchasing a home. Let me give you out a list of things that you need to do to get ready to purchase a home. First of all, I don't think I need to emphasize it enough, is the fact that you do need to get a good, trusted real estate agent, broker to work with. And the way to do that is to find somebody who's used this person, who's had good outcome, who is pleased with them. Again, not because you see the name on a park bench or a flyer or even me on the radio show. You need to know that person and know somebody who has used them so that they've got some accountability. So that's number one. Number two is, there has to be a lot of research going in. You need to be able to understand the local property values, the trends. Another thing, you need to know what your budget is. I've so many times when I'm working with the buyer, I'll say, what can you afford to spend? Have you talked to a lender? And they say, well, when I find the house I like, I'll let you know. That is not somebody who's ready to buy a home. You need to know what your budget is. You need to understand what all the costs are. You need to know how much down payment you need. You need to know what it's going to cost on a monthly basis. Do you have an emergency fund if it needs a roof later on? If you've got any kinds of problems, this furnace goes up, the washing machine goes up. You need some money in reserves. It's not just about how much down payment you've got to get into a house. Then you need to, all of that, hopefully you are working with a very knowledgeable mortgage lender, someone who understands if you're a first-time buyer, needs a different kind of guidance than somebody who's maybe bought several homes or has been in their homes for 20 years or 30 years or 40 years. You want to find somebody very comfortable that you're comfortable with. That you're comfortable with sharing your finances, sharing what you're making, sharing what your overtime is. Is there some extra monies around? Do you have family that might contribute to help you? So many things like that to find out if you can afford a home that you want. After you go through all that, start figuring out what you need in a house. Where do you want to live? What areas? What does it need to be close to? Does it need to be close to work or within driving distance? Does it need to be close to parents who will be taking care of children? Does it need to be close to any of the special activities that you and the children do? Figure out an area, and I'd say the best way to do that is take a map out and draw an area. You don't have to take the map out. You can do it right on the computer. Draw an area around the map, in the map, the areas that you will consider. I don't want to go further than this. I don't want to go This is my maximum, you know, 5 minutes from here, 30 minutes from here. And then you take that map of the area of homes that you would like to live in, and you start searching there. And you have an agent who can help you when these homes come on the market, when they talk to people. Like, when I get calls during the week, you know, I'm thinking about putting my home on the market. This is where it is. We're not going to do it for another couple months or 6 months or a year. Real estate agents that are out there working know about other homes and sellers who are thinking about it. That's why you need somebody on your side to start looking at those listings. Now, when you find a home that you like online, of course, get excited about it. Does it have enough bedrooms? Does it have enough bathrooms? Is it located good for you? And then before you go see it, go drive by the home. Get a feel for where it is, for the neighborhood. If you're loving it, spend some time, take some walks around the neighborhood, borrow a dog if you don't have it, take a kid, just walk the neighborhood, and that way you can really find out things that you cannot find out any other way about the area, whether, you know, somebody's got pit bulls next door, there's a daycare next to you. These are things you want to know before you actually move in. And then when you find the right home and you go through it and you assess it and you're sure you want to buy it and there's no doubt, you have to make an offer. Then you need, again, the guidance of a knowledgeable real estate agent, how to create and how to structure the offer. Sometimes it's not always about price. It is find out what the seller needs. Does the seller need a very, very quick settlement? Does the seller need a six-month settlement? Does the seller need a rent back? Find out what the seller's needs are and see how much of their needs you can meet, because there are times when allowing a seller to remain in their house for a period of time might mean more to them than the extra money they might get from it. So again, having somebody that's on your side that knows how to negotiate to get the right price. Next, don't forget, we need home inspections and make sure, again, that you have the right inspector, hopefully someone who has worked with you before or with your family or somebody you know or somebody who is known by your real estate professional. That would be a bonus. And if you don't know, interview a couple, or as I say, most of your real estate agents already have several home inspectors that they can refer to you. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. Let's take one more break. And you are listening to Margaret Rome. If you want to call me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. We were talking about a buyer and how they go about looking for the home, a special home for them. I mentioned that research the market, make sure you know your budget, make sure you get pre-approved, make sure you know how to search the areas that you want, make sure that you drive by the neighborhood, drive through the neighborhood, walk the neighborhood before you actually make an offer on the home. Make sure you've got a professional who knows how to negotiate. Find out what's important to you. Find out what's important to the sellers. Find the right home inspectors. Some homes need different inspections than others. There's some homes that may need septic and well. There are others that don't need it, but they certainly might need radon and home inspections and mold and all of these other kinds of situations that you need a professional to share with you, and also to find out what your concerns are. How is that home built? As we say, how are the bones of that house? If it's a fixer-upper, is it just paint and carpeting, or is it foundation problems, serious things? All of these, again, when you have hired the right agent, the right home inspector, will help that. I think there is nothing more upsetting than to find someone who has purchased a home, and when you talk to them, they say, "This was the worst mistake I've ever made." They have made the mistake by choosing a home they didn't like, choosing a home that didn't meet their needs, choosing a home that was in a location that they didn't like, or just purchasing a home that just doesn't suit their needs. And believe it or not, it does happen. Ask people, do you love your home? Would you buy this home again? What did you do wrong? Would you buy this home again? Or what would you have wanted to see in your home? This needs to be a tremendous amount of thought that goes into this. And I have mentioned to you how make a list, do it as a family affair. Everybody write down everything that they want in a home as though they'd won the lottery. Play a game, have everybody put it on their list, and then let them know that the numbers were transposed. You didn't win the lottery. Let's pick the really special features that you need in the home, the location, how many bedrooms, all of those really, really important things. And that's how you can be helped to buy the right home, not have regrets about buying that home, and hopefully live in it until your needs are completely met, until there's some people who buy homes that are forever homes. They are going to stay there and age in place. All of these things need to come into play. Questions about buying a home, questions about selling a home, questions about anything having to do with real estate. Call me after the show, 410-530-2400. And again, you can also see all of the things we're talking about on my website, margaretrome.com. You can read the blogs, you can see the photos. Look forward to seeing you next week on All About Real Estate.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.